The words of glorious things of thee are spoken were written by John Newton. Allow me, please, to share something of his background before we actually sing the hymn. None of our hymn writers has had a history so remarkable as that of John Newton. He was born in London, in England, in July in 1725. His mother was a pious woman who taught him the catechism and many other good things, but she died when the lad was only 6 years old. His father was a sea captain who took the boy to sea when he was 11 years old, where he learned to curse and blaspheme and became very wild. After his father retired from the sea, John made several voyages by himself. At one time he was forced into the navy, a war being expected, and he became a midshipman. But he was very restless and he deserted. He was caught, he was stripped, he was whipped severely and degraded to the ranks. By this time he'd become thoroughly godless and he became a slave trader. The reading of the work of Thomas à Kempis, The Fearful Experiences of a Storm at Sea, in which his ship was almost lost, his deliverance from a severe fever in Africa, these and other experiences awoke in him memories of the religion his mother had taught him, and he turned from his sins with true repentance. His conversion at age 39 to the Christian faith was so complete that he became a minister of the gospel. The greatest of all the hymns of John Newton is Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. The hymn is most often set to the tune of Joseph Haydn's tune, which we know as Austria. Glorious things, prayer, dear Lord, guide us that we might be encouraged to share your love with a world which so often ignores the needs of those whose needs are great. And these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.